This weekend's Academy Awards are all about glitz and glamour. But it takes real people to create that fantasy. In fact, award season is a real bonanza for the carpenters, welders, and sculptors who build the stages and props for Sunday night's broadcast. Reporter Caitlin Esch took a trip behind the scenes to see how Hollywood prepares for its close-up.
At Goodnight & Company, a set-building shop in the San Fernando Valley, sculptor Tim Baker is putting the finishing touches on small replicas of the Oscar statue. They look like they're made out of ice. They're actually made out of resin.
It's nice and clear. I use a vacuum chamber and suck out all the bubbles.
Baker has been up all night long working on the statues.
I have, yeah. It takes about 3 hours for each one, so I just have just enough time to get a little nap in and then run the next one.
Where do you take your nap?
I have a little cot in the back.
Owner Beth Goodnight says her shop builds sets for just about everything. TV shows, commercials, music videos.
The jobs I enjoy the most are always the ones that are the most challenging. And one of the more difficult pieces was the 30-foot-wide Lamborghini for the BET Awards. We had 10 days to build a 30-foot-wide Lamborghini that they could dance on with a 30-foot windshield and 25-foot suicide doors, and it was fun.
And for the 86th Academy Awards, Goodnight production designer Sam Rimes built 1,208 oversized roses made from stiffened and treated polyester fabric.
You probably never want to see another rose again.
If you pay me, I'll do anything again.
This boost in business is coming at a great time for craftsmen like Rimes. Production work has steadily been leaving for other states. But Assembly Bill 1839, introduced last week, would incentivize big-budget films to move production back to California and provide more tax breaks to the entertainment industry.
There really has been an exodus of feature film work, large TV shows. There's been a lot of that going out of state. There's ton of guys that are living this very gypsy-like, existence.
Beth Goodnight says the Oscars and other awards shows make up about a quarter of the year's business. This season, Goodnight's mostly freelance workforce swelled from about 25 positions to more than 100. Craftsmen at shops like Goodnight & Company are executing the artistic vision of Oscar set designer Derek McLean. The theme this year is Heroes in Cinema.
Well, designing for the theme of Heroes is a tricky theme to actually, design for, because if you're too literal about it, I think you end up designing something that just looks simply grandiose.
McLean typically designs sets for Broadway, but last year he ventured into live TV. For the 85th Academy Awards, he designed a stunning stage inspired by the musicals of the 1930s and 40s.
Finding ways that evoke that, that don't feel pompous, I think is sort of the biggest challenge. And that, for me, requires trying to come up with something that you don't quite feel like you've seen before.
While McLean cannot give too much away about what this year's Oscar stage will look like, he can say it was a challenge. There will be about 10 different looks to the stage, rotated out during commercial breaks. Production designer Sam Rimes says growing up in Oklahoma, he dreamed about working on movie sets.
And I remember being a little kid watching Disney movies. And I didn't know the words for it, didn't know the terminology of it, but seeing these lands that they created. And just going, wow, I want to do that.
Rhyme says this Sunday he'll be watching the Oscars with all of his friends, feeling a special kind of pride. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch in Los Angeles.